Menards is your lighting headquarters. We have a huge selection of lights from top brands, including Good Earth Lighting. Whether you're looking for a light that complements your unique style or helps with your home projects, we have you covered. Pick up a 44-inch length, 10,000 lumen LED shop light on sale now through November 17th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Welcome in to an all-new edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Ben Garrett in the Riverland Roofing Studios, a little house up top for all your roofing needs. It's Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297. I write for the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, inclusive on three, Ole Miss, Georgia, the big football game of the week, of course. And we're taking you all the way to kickoff at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. And if you sign up this week, you can get the Ole Miss Spirit for $1, just a dollar. So come join me. Maybe Mincy signs up for a dollar. Maybe I'll get Mincy an account so he'll just come hang with us. But he's hanging with me now, wearing the Wake Up Mincy shirt, his show on Barstool. It's Barstool Sports. Ben Mintz, hey, buddy, what's up?
Doing good, man. I don't think you need to give me an account because I believe I've had an Ole Miss Spirit account for 20 years. Going back to when I was at Ole Miss in undergrad, following the Coach O recruiting days when he was racking up the four stars and then trying to talk myself into the year that, well, I guess I was kind of good when he left. But been a longtime supporter of the Spirit. Keep rocking a great name as well, Ben, and excited. I'm in the Chicago office right now, but I'm headed down south tomorrow afternoon. And man, what a weekend. Barstool, you know, kind of like one of those things you mentioned off the air, but just we kind of envisioned it. You know, we talked in spring about the Georgia game being when Barstool is finally making it to Ole Miss, and We're coming with the whole show. Dave Portnoy, Big Cat, Casey Smith, Brandon Walker finally having to face the music for all the awful stuff he said about Ole Miss over the years. Big Ev, we're doing a big Friday night. Pup Punk, the Barstool band that PFT plays in, playing the library. So that'll be nuts. I'm going to be involved in that show. And then Saturday, 12:30, doing the Barstool show outside the left field fence of Swayze Field. Look, couldn't get the Grove because the ESPN TV contracts, obviously understandable because that's like an $80 million deal. I think we got the best compromise. We're right by the Grove. We're close to the stadium. We'll get the walk-up traffic from the square. It ought to be wild. So really excited. I mean,
right field, outfield in general in Swayze. If it's left field, it's typically the adults party. And in right field, it's the students. If you can't get in the Grove because of corporate stuff that happens, we understand how business works. You're in the perfect place for Barstool Sports to be coming to Oxford, Mississippi for the first time for Ole Miss, Georgia, 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ABC. I'm going to go see Mincy and the crew at 12:30 at Swayze. And then everybody, of course, will go over to the game. If you do live in Oxford, student or whoever might be in Oxford on Friday night, you probably have been, if you're like me, my age, you probably haven't been to the library on a game weekend in a while. But if ever there is a time, man, I'd love to see PFT get a little Stairway to Heaven going on the guitar. But more than that, I'd love to see my friend Mincy. So what happens this weekend, my friend?
Man, I'm excited about this game. So a bunch of stuff to get into here. First of all, inch of rain Saturday in Oxford. So bring your raincoat. We're going to get poured on with that Barstool show. You know, I'm hoping it'll be more in the morning and not during the game. But that's a factor here. You can't say it's not. But when you look at this matchup against Georgia, you know, naturally you say, you know, we're all thinking about what happened a year ago when I went to Athens and Georgia wiped Ole Miss out 52-17. This ain't a year ago, though. Ole Miss has beefed up the line of scrimmage, specifically on the D-line. Last year they couldn't stop the run. They'll be able to now. And then when you look at this Georgia team, You know, they you always think, hey, they get five stars everywhere. You know, you reload. You don't. It's not a rebuild. So you know, you reload. Man, they're having a hard time replacing Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey, who are starring already as rookies for the Raiders and Chargers. And Carson Beck, he's not mobile, and he is turning the ball over like crazy. Three picks last week. Should have thrown a fourth. Their offense is not elite. And so when I look at this matchup, Ole Miss's defense is awesome, and Ole Miss's defense will keep them in this football game. The other side of the ball is the concern is Ole Miss's offensive line against that Georgia defensive front that just ate Texas alive. And that's really going to be the key to this game, is can Ole Miss's offensive line block Georgia, and can there be like a – you know, you don't have to run the ball for 200 yards here, but can there be like some kind of a running game where it's not just all on Jackson Dart in the passing game in the rain? And, you know, the old coach speak cliche here, it comes down to the turnover battle, but in a game that looks like it's going to be rainy with Carson Beck struggling to take care of the football, I think winning the turnover battle is ultimately going to be the key. And also just the over-under is 55 right now. That feels way too high. I think it's inflated because of the 63-31 Ole Miss Arkansas score last week. But, you know, this feels like a 2017-23-20 just super physical game that could go either way. And I like Ole Miss's chances when you look at the point spread. Georgia, a 2.5-point favorite. That's the same line that LSU was in Oxford last year after the Bama game. I think it's kind of a rat line where they're baiting people to take Georgia. And I'm optimistic, but ultimately a lot of factors, especially the rain, how it plays out. But the biggest thing I come back to, I just don't see how Georgia can score more than 28 points in this football game. This Ole Miss defense is awesome up front. And I think the defense will keep them in the game. So if Ole Miss can take care of the football, they got a good shot to win this thing.
The last six quarters for the Ole Miss offense has looked more like what we're used to seeing with the Ole Miss offense. And I've said it this week here on Talk of Champions, on the Ole Miss Spirit, anywhere. It is a legacy game for both Jackson Dart and Lane Kiffin. But more than that, it's the biggest Ole Miss football game probably in the modern era. Now, 2003 LSU Ole Miss could certainly have an argument, as could 2014 Ole Miss Alabama. We could go through those games. But the significance of this game, it pretty much makes or breaks your playoff hopes. So as far as this offense is concerned, and like I said, six quarters where they've looked more like themselves, how much confidence as an Ole Miss person, someone who's followed Ole Miss and follows it, you know, everywhere you go, how much confidence does that give you that that is more the norm than what we saw from this offense in those first four SEC games, which was a mess?
Well, look, I'm going to say this. It's also when you're analyzing football and gambling and stuff, it's like last week I made a mistake, but I'm glad I did, where it's like, how much does the past matter? And like, you know, the Fayetteville and Baton Rouge have just both been such nightmares for Ole Miss historically that it's like, I couldn't get over that mentally when I was analyzing that game, because it's just, I mean, it's been so bad. And, you know, it looked like it mattered in Baton Rouge, and it didn't matter in Fayetteville. So who knows? But love the effort last week. You know, Jordan Watkins, man, 8 for 254, 5 touchdowns. I mean, just an iconic effort. I do feel more confident. Arkansas secondary sucks, but, you know, you got to play the hand you can dealt. But I think Georgia's secondary, while it's good, it can be thrown on. It just, dude, it all comes down to the line of scrimmage. And Ole Miss has some offensive line injuries. They've been a little banged up. And, you know, obviously Henry Parrish is going to be out, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully this is the Bentley game here that we've been waiting on, like patience on a monument all season. But regardless of that, one other key factor I want to bring up here. He did it in the LSU game. Jackson Dart using his legs more. He ran for like 40 or 50 yards against LSU. I expect him to keep some zone reads and try to run more with this much on the line. And I think maybe Ole Miss can manufacture some rushing yards with Jackson Dart running the football a little bit too.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
This is Cali. With CSpire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. connect out there, wherever they are.
Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at CSpire. Customer inspired.
Ole Miss fans, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks. Run your game. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, folks, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe, does Uncommon Goods, for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Just a few of the favorite gifts I've found on Uncommon Goods include a do-it-yourself storybook kit for my niece. My daughter's got me the MLB Sunday Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. Love my Braves. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits from everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans like us, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. It is the season of giving, after all. So get 15% off your next gift by going to uncommongoods.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. That's uncommongoods.com/TOC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
Let's talk about something that was founded by guys who know a little something about hard work. 5-9 Whiskey. The crew over at Troll Company decided to whip up a bourbon that's all about grit and sweat. So, Ole Miss fan, meet 5-9. Two oil field guys figured why not turn our daily grind into something you can sip on. I mean, who wouldn't want a splash of hard work in their whiskey, right? This stuff is made with 100% Kentucky corn, bringing you those crisp, fresh flavors with a smooth finish. They even took the trip to Owensboro, home of the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. They went all in. And what about that name? 5-9 is a nod to those who clock in from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., but they're wanting you to forget about that 9-to-5 life. These are the real champions who put in the sweat and toll. They work hard, and now they're pouring the same energy into their whiskey. So why not grab a bottle? Seriously, help these guys out. They're literally drinking their profits. So cheers. Head to 59whiskey.com. That's 59whiskey.com. F-I-V-E-N-I-N-E-whiskey.com. And use the promo code CHAMPIONS20. That's CHAMPIONS20 for 20% off your first order. Tools down, bottoms up. It's 59 Whiskey, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
For me, I hate that Trey Harris is hurt and we don't know his availability for Saturday. But at least what it did for Ole Miss was force Ole Miss to rediscover the middle of the field with its tight ends, all the options that it has. What specifically in regards to Ole Miss offensively keeping the momentum going so that – because the championship caliber defense has been there all year, you know?
Yeah, no, like I said, I come back to it. I think Jackson Dart manufacturing rushing yards with his legs is a very secret thing here because I don't know that Ole Miss is going to be able to run for 150 yards just running those draws and all the stuff they usually run against this Georgia defense. But if Dart can manufacture 50, 60 yards rushing and then maybe you get 80 to 100, you don't need 250 running to win this game. You need probably 150. And if Dart can get you 50 or 60 and you can get 80 to 100 out of the running back platoon and have some semblance of balance, because you just don't want to put everything on Jackson Dart having to throw for 400 yards in the rain, especially letting their defense pin their ears back, because we saw what they were able to do against Texas in that game. So to me, if you can just have some kind of a running game to stay balanced, And I also, you know, I don't know anything more than you about the Trey Harris thing because, you know, it's so hard to figure out the injury thing. I know that if he can play, he's going to play. It would make sense for him to sit out Oklahoma or Arkansas to try to save it for Georgia. But I don't know any more than you. That's just my hypothetical guess.
I wrote about it last week on the Ole Miss Spirit. I would be surprised. Like anything, I look at it this way. I don't know. I just only heard bad things. And if it's the seriousness that I've heard as far as the groin, anything you get, Ole Miss, I mean, anything that Ole Miss gets the rest of the regular season from Trey Harris should be considered a bonus. But maybe you're right that they are preserving him because Lane does game the injury report. Lane does play a little, have a little gamesmanship to him with all of that stuff. So we don't know exactly. That's by design. But like you mentioned with Jordan Watkins or like how I brought up the middle of the field with the tight ends, Ole Miss has rediscovered that. And that's, I think, what gives me renewed encouragement about Ole Miss's chances against Georgia this week, and that isn't the same Georgia that beat the brakes off of Ole Miss last year. But it's interesting, they lead in SEC, does Georgia at 7-1, 5-1 in the SEC. I think that if things fall a certain way, you could see a clump together, a bunch of two-loss teams at the top. That's what Ole Miss wants. But for you, what do you make of the SEC, the parity of it, and how many teams might actually get into the playoff? Because I think we both agree that a three-loss Ole Miss team is not getting in.
Playoff. No, yeah. And then if you lose this game, your only marquee wins at South Carolina. Because we played four joke non-conference games, you beat Arkansas, you beat Oklahoma, like none of that's going to get you in. You know, it's all about getting this marquee win against Georgia. Man, I'm going to bring something else up that people may laugh and roll their eyes at. I'm hopping on Ole Miss 35-1 national championship this week because the thing with it, and I don't know that you win. I'm not saying we're going to win it, but like we're 14-1 preseason right now. If Ole Miss beats Georgia Saturday, it's going to go from 35-1 to 12-1. That's how big a difference this game is going to make. Because when you look at Ole Miss's path behind it, and obviously no one's looking ahead of Saturday, but huge break, DJ Lagway popping his hamstring last week. If Ole Miss wins this game, you got at Florida with the third-string quarterback in the Egg Bowl in Oxford. I mean, you feel really, really good about a playoff berth with a win here. And so because of that, you know, anybody that was talking Ole Miss National Championship preseason, 14-15-1, you can get a 35-1 right now. You win this Georgia game, you're in the playoff. So I think we're looking at like a $285 bet to win $10K that I'm going to fire this week on it.
I love it. I love it because it leads me into my next question is, when you look at Ole Miss's resume with a win against Georgia, no one can discount it because I think a lot of Ole Miss fans would go, well, yeah, is that enough, though? I mean,
oh, it's enough. It's 100%. You go 10-2 with the way the parity is in college football. You get this marquee win against the number two team in the nation in Georgia. Ole Miss is like number 12 or 13 right now. You win out, you're going to end up as like the 7 or 8 seed, I think. I think you may even sneak into a home game in Oxford. You know, you'll be somewhere between 7 and 10 at 10-2 with the Georgia win. I really think that it's no doubt that if Ole Miss beats Georgia and goes 10-2, they're in the playoffs. I think it's like 99%. I mean, I don't see any way that 10-2 with the Georgia win is not enough. So, you know, obviously it's been a tumultuous up and down season, but the fact that we're sitting here in November and it's still all in front of the Rebs is a hell of an opportunity. And, you know, the atmosphere should be incredible. And like I said, man, Georgia, they are not – this is not 2021 or 22 Georgia here. Their offense has not looked good the entire year. I mean, they scored 6 points at home, 6 points against Florida in the first half last week. You know, the Texas game, even though they dominated, they won 30-15, but the defense is what won it. Beck still didn't even look good in that game. The only game the offense has really looked elite for them was that Clemson second half when they beat them 34-3, but that's back week one. Like, what does that even matter now? And then Etienne is also looking like he could be out. I'm not totally sure what his injury status is, but if he's out, that hurts them because he's such a versatile threat out of the backfield, catching the ball with his skill set. They do have a 5-star in Tim Frazier, who's a freshman from California. He's good. Of course they do. But still, that could be a break with no Etienne.
It's interesting. If Jackson Dart gets this win, why wouldn't he be considered a Heisman front runner? He leads the SEC in passing yards. He's one of only two. I've got the whole stats in front of me. So he became, with the win over Arkansas, 63-31 blowout, to Jackson Dart, the all-time Ole Miss offensive leader. He also became the second player in SEC history with 500-plus pass yards and 6 passing touchdowns in a single game. Leads the SEC in passing. He's also first in passing touchdowns, QBR. Why wouldn't he be a Heisman candidate, if not a Heisman front runner, if they do get this game, this legacy game, this signature win?
I think he'd be a candidate. I think my opinion on the Heisman thing is everybody's playing catch up to Cam Ward, because what Cam Ward's doing at Miami, I know they don't have the toughest schedule, but like, you, if you watch Miami Hurricane football this year, they're slow as hell on defense. They went 3-0 in a stretch a couple weeks ago where they allowed 116 points in three games, and they won them all. He has to score in the 40s or 50s every single week except the Florida State game for them to win. And when you look at their team, they're like a top 30, top 40 roster. Their defense sucks. They're not really elite on offense. And so I just think the year he's having – I just don't see how you don't give it to him. But I think Dart's in the conversation if he wins. Also, look out for Dylan Gabriel, what he's doing at Oregon. Now that they beat Ohio State, they're rolling. He's up there. And then, you know, if Colorado keeps winning, Travis Hunter's in it. But I think, if, like you said, Dart's in the conversation with the win here. But I just don't see how, when you look at what Cam Ward's done for a Miami program that's really been struggling with a roster that's not elite. Yeah, I just think he's the guy.
Man, I love how college football, it's the best story ever told, Mincy. It comes back full circle. You just brought up Cam Ward, Jackson Dart, and Dylan Gabriel, all of which Ole Miss pursued after Matt Corral left to be their quarterback for a number of reasons. Dylan Gabriel went to Oklahoma, now at Oregon. Cam Ward went to Washington State with his former coach. Now he's at Miami. And it's just funny. I don't know why I brought this up, other than look at how college football just comes full circle. You got three Ole Miss recruiting targets that we're talking about as Heisman frontrunner or Heisman candidates. And Jackson Dart is, you know, certainly lived up to his recruiting billing. One of the last things before I let you go, in this game, I've said it before, and I want to be fair to the guy, Lane Kiffin needs a marquee win like this, does he not?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think the Lane critique stuff, this whole thing got built up because of the Grove Collective and the momentum off of last year. And so there's just so much pressure on this year. And I understand why. They're so all in for the playoffs, schedule stacked up. Sure, he needs this win to be, like, considered a top marquee coach. But, I mean, even if Ole Miss loses this game, and I'm not – I mean, I like Ole Miss in the game. I'm not going to be that hard, you know, on Lane with what he's built here. I mean, you know, if they lose this game, you're looking at, you know, three of the last 4 years, 10, 10, and 9 wins. I mean, he's still doing a damn good job. The brand's great. It's just a different situation because the pressure on this year. And I think so much of, like, what being a fan is expectations. Because, I mean, I remember some of the most fun years I've had as an Ole Miss fan. 2020 Ole Miss, when Ole Miss was supposed to be nothing, Lane's first year, Ole Miss went 5-5. And it was, like, one of the most fun years of all time. Hugh Freeze's first year in 2012, coming off the 2-10 nut year. Ole Miss, you know, went 6-6 and won the Birmingham Bowl. And it was fun. So I think part of what's going on this year is it's just the pressure and stuff. It's a victim of the expectations, because it's really not that freaking bad. I mean, you got the best defense in school history, and you're looking at a 9-win season, worst case. I mean, we're all Ole Miss fans. It's been a hell of a lot worse, we'll put it that way.
100%. And that's why I've tried to keep that context, that perspective, but also recognize that these are expectations that he himself created. So,
and the amount of money it's spent on this roster. I mean, let's call it what it is. People really got the checkbooks out. And when you look at the long-term sustainability of the Grove Collective and the NIL stuff, look, I know Ole Miss has good boosters that are willing to spend money, but everybody's so all in on this year. If this year ends up being disappointing and flat, are people going to keep cutting the huge checks, you know?
Here's my thing. My one criticism that I've held, and I want to get it from Mincy, because Mincy and I have like-minded dispositions. So a hardcore guy that knows the Ole Miss history, tell me I'm wrong. That Kentucky loss is worse than 4th-and-25 ever was.
Man, that could, well, wrong? So I think personally, okay, part of my thought, the Kentucky loss was just horrendous. I wasn't at the Kentucky game, and I was at the Arkansas game, so I'm still, like, really scarred from just being in that stadium for that. And I'm still scarred from 2014 Auburn when Treadwell snapped his leg on the fumble. And then also, I mean, I got to talk about Ben. Dude, that LSU, the experience in Baton Rouge this year, that one literally just gutted me. And I think that people have seen my attitude the last couple weeks. I've still been, like, mentally recovering from what happened down there in Baton Rouge. That one just crushed me, especially – you know, the drunk LSU fan just coming up to me in the concourse and shoving me as hard as he could and almost making me, like, fall over. Like, I mean, what a lucky guy he is that I'm a 41-year-old overweight middle-aged guy, or I might have actually done something about it, you know? So That one really gutted me too. But the Kentucky one with the expectations is the worst, because if they'd have won that Kentucky game, we wouldn't have the same pressure on this game. You know, a 10-2 would have probably gotten in. But, you know, even 10-2 without a marquee win, we'd have been close. The whole key here is when you go 10-2 and you beat Georgia, who's number two, you're in. I think they probably would have gotten in, but you're looking at being in on that like 10, 11, or 12. You beat Georgia here, it makes up for the Kentucky, obviously.
Obviously. I will say this. Had they beaten Kentucky, the only reason why I say that is I agree. If you lose to Georgia, it's still 10-2. What's the signature win? South Carolina put it on Texas A&M. Arkansas beat Tennessee.
But they're right? falling off a cliff since.
True. But you can just say blind resume. I'll take the number ones, you know, the number one defense in the country. All these guys, all the resumes are flawed. That's why Ole Miss did the Ole Miss thing, where it made its path as hard as it possibly could off of its own. We are Ole Missness. But again, all cured with a win over Georgia. And I had to talk to Mincy. I hadn't talked to him since the start of the year, man, for this week specifically, because this time last year, and then the spring, he manifested here on Talk of Champions, said, guys, Ole Miss, Georgia, November, the Barstool College Football Show is coming, and I'll be danged if I don't sit here on November 6, 2024, and my man made it happen. I tip my cap to you, sir. I'm pumped. I'm fired.
I think we caught a break the game days in Baton Rouge, too. I think it's better for us that we're the big show in town, you know. So I just can't wait, man. It's gonna be full circle. Like, I'll just say what it is. You know, I know all the Ole Miss fans follow me. I mean, I might even be like emotional Saturday at that show. I mean, this has been an unbelievable journey I've had with Ole Miss, coming back to school when I was 30 and finishing and living in Oxford three different times in my life. And like now to get to come back with Dave and Big Cat and Walker, it's like full circle. And, you know, it's been a very meaningful journey. And I got to say, I mean, the support I get from the Ole Miss fans, like when you're in the public eye like I am, I mean, of course you're going to catch hate no matter what. But I mean, I think I'm at like a 95% support level from Ole Miss. I mean, there are a few people that don't like me, but it's few and far between. And I will be giving Brandon Walker just an incredible amount of hell on Saturday in this college football show. And I can't wait. And yeah, just please say hello if you see Dave. And I'm going to try to bring Dave Portnoy and crew out to the Grove at like 8 or 9 a.m. Saturday to walk around and just take in the scene before the Barstool show. I'm going to be bringing my rain jacket, but and then look for us out in the square. We'll be all over the square Friday night. I'm trying to make the basketball game at 6. Coach Beard really wanted me to come. And then we've got some dinner reservations around town, the library thing I told you about. So we'll be all out over the square, you know, all over the square. And, you know, Dave Portnoy, one of the best things about him, man, he loves getting to meet people and stuff. So don't feel like, you know, you see him, say hello. He's happy to say hello and take pictures.
And I will say about Chris Beard and company, and this team's good, Mincy.
Oh, I'm excited. Look, the collective spent a lot of money on that. I believe in Beard. I mean, I'm pumped, and I'm looking forward to 6 o'clock. Definitely going to be there for that game on Friday. And also I'll be coming back for the Black Friday Egg Bowl too. So I kind of did my schedule this year where I did LSU, Baton Rouge, Georgia, and Egg Bowl. And so I'll be back too.
Living your best life. I will say, I thought of you. This is not a joke. This is not me just saying it because you're here on a pod. Dude, that night I was in Orlando watching the Ole Miss LSU game on a tour bus. And when I tell you, my friend, that when that hit zero, one of the first people I thought about, almost hit you up, but I'm like, he's probably going through it, was my man Mincy. Because look, me and Mincy have known each other going on 20 some years. And that when I thought Louisiana, I thought Mincy. You know what I mean? Mincy's my Louisiana guy. And I knew, I was like, oh my God. Because if you did the math, Mincy, and we did the math in the tour bus, that should have been a 45-16 win for Ole Miss. It's Ole Miss's offensive inefficiency and the Reds, all these things. And then I got to my basic, oh, shoot, I bet you Mincy's up there in Death Valley. He's got Shay and them getting in his ear.
Oh, it was tough, man. Well, it's a blessing and a curse, because being a Louisiana guy and having to work, having my dad with there and being part of ESPN Baton Rouge, I'm the first guy every LSU fan thinks of to talk to if LSU beats Ole Miss. And so, I mean, I just get cooked. But it is what it is. Give Ole Miss credit for bouncing back the last couple weeks. I know that first half against Oklahoma was bad, but the second half was great. The Arkansas game was great. And, you know, I'm Going to put that behind us and focus on Georgia this week. And like I said, I really believe, man. I mean, I'm not kidding. That 35-1 thing, people might roll their eyes or whatever. Look, almost only a 2.5-point underdog with the best defense in the country against a mediocre offense on Saturday. A win here, I'm telling you, that 35-1 is 12-1 next Monday. So I'm firing it on DraftKings. I'm putting a pretty significant a number on it. I mean, when you think about it, Ole Miss was 14-1 preseason, and you get them 35-1 right now. I mean, feels like value to me, baby.
It sounds like value to me, and I admit it. I bring Mincy on because I'm a gambling novice. There's not a thing the earth can offer me that I won't abuse if you give me enough leeway. So I'm like, I got to steer clear of the gamble. I loved it too much in college. Thank goodness that I got Mincy to come on and explain it to me. So if you're not listening to Mincy as he's dropping that knowledge for you, you should be. He's absolutely right. I didn't know about you. You taught me something today, brother.
But yeah, well, I've been cooking college football this year. This has been one of my best years. It really just comes down to preparation, because especially with the NIL world and the roster turnover and everything that happens, I went to ground in August and just studied. I mean, I spent all August studying all these rosters and everything, and it's paid off. I mean, I've literally just been torching it, and I went 6-1 against the spread last week. And I hit a parlay, Ben. I hit a parlay that was 190-1, $10 to win 1,900. I just crushing them. Vandy.
You're the devil on my Vandy. Shoulder right now, Mincy. Don't do this to me. Yeah, don't be the devil on my shoulder, bro.
We've been hot. So.
You've been hot with Barstool, man. I'm so happy for you. You know I got nothing but love for you. He's Barstool Ben Mintz, man. And check him out on Twitter. Check out all his stuff on Barstool, the Wake Up Mincy shirt. He's been a friend of mine in this business for a while, in a business that's pretty hard to find good friends. Love you, my man. I appreciate you coming on. I'll see you in the Grove on Saturday.
You will.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.